Hello, welcome to the English Now Japan Radio and Television Station. Dear listeners, June 26th every year is chosen as the day of the Hmong people to prevent the fight against drugs, to raise people's awareness in the prevention fight against drug evils. In Kansas City, this morning, at Lufu Park, Kansas City Youth Union and Kansas City Public Security co-organized a meeting to respond to the Action Month for Drug Prevention Control and on people join hands in combating drugs. The opening ceremony aims to promote the role of all levels, branches and mass organizations in propagating the harmful effects of drugs and drug prevention and control measures, thereby contributing to curbing the increase of crime and drug abuse, reducing the number of drug addicts and the relapse rate in the community, especially among teenagers. On this occasion, the Youth Union and the Public Security of Kansas City learned the model, maintaining political security, social order, and safety, preventing drug crimes among teenagers in demolition drug clusters. Accordingly, the units will continue to promote the propagation of the law on drug prevention control, implement drug prevention and control activities, so on and so forth. According to a report of the City People's Committee in first 6 months of this year, the city's socio-economic situation continued to recover and prosper economic growth rate a high level over the same period. Kansas gross domestic product is estimated to increase by 8.04% over the same period in 2021, ranking second among five century-run cities and second out of 13 provinces and cities in the Mekong River Delta region. Today, the wake up OCAP and allied Vietnamese products in 2022 at Go Supermarket, Krang District has just ended. This activity needs to continue to pay attention to and implement synchronously programs and solutions to build, promote, and sell OCAP products of Kantar and many provinces and cities. The Hmong social community needs to support and proudly introduce to friends and visitors from near and far in commemoration of the 112th anniversary of patriotic poet Phan Văn Trị has just been solemnly held at the Temple of Phan Văn Trị located in Thành Phố Đông Khơ Mụn, Dòng Chôm District, Bến Tre Province. At the same time, leaders and people in Phong Điền town have come to offer incense at the historical site at the tomb of patriotic poet Phan Văn Trị, located in Nhân Lập 1A Hamlet, Phong Điền town. On this occasion, Phan Văn Trị Study and Talent Promotion Fund Phong Điền District awarded 20 scholarships, each worth $1 million, to disadvantaged students who overcame difficulties to study well in Dòng Chôm District, Bến Tre Province. Brief news. Many provinces in the South recorded the number of dengue fever cases increased by 2-3 times compared to the same period last year. In complete statistics, in 27 provinces, there are nearly 25,900 cases of dengue fever, up to 117% over the same period in 2021. Nearly 45 trillion Vietnamese đồng to build Châu Đốc Cần Thơ Sóc Trăng Expressway. Vietnam government approved the policy of building Cao Lãnh An Hữu Expressway. Cần Thơ demonstrated for the rising rise withdrawn. Cần Thơ proposed a model of drug crime prevention control among teenagers. More than 4,000 athletes participate in Bến Tre Marathon 2022. Today, at Ho Chi Minh City Youth Cultural House, the Family Day program with the team Vietnam Lounge Cambodia Family took place. Vietnam will host the contest Miss Grand International, Miss International Peace 2023. That's all for the English News of the Radio and Television Station. Thanks so much for your listening. Goodbye and see you next time.